big news out of New Mexico and California regarding social media and its addictive elements. I was surprised at how these played out, but I have a feeling this will not be the last time. Again, two big cases just within 1 week. The first in New Mexico, where the judge and jury ordered Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, ordered them to pay $375 million to a victim. The jury had found that the company had misled consumers about the safety of its platforms. And that included, you know, sexual exploitation. So, yeah, a New Mexico jury last week ordered Meta to pay that amount. It was the first jury trial to find Meta liable for acts committed on its platform. And that was brought by the state's attorney general back in December of 2023. So it took a while for that to work through the court system. Now, The Guardian, to its credit, did a two-year investigation, and that was published back in April of last year, revealing how Facebook and Instagram had become marketplaces for child sex trafficking. And that investigation was cited in the trial. Quoting the Attorney General from New Mexico, the jury's verdict is an historic victory for every child and family who has paid the price for Meta's choice to put profits over a kid's safety. Meta executives knew their products harmed children, yet they disregarded warnings from their own employees and lied to the public about what they knew. Today, the jury joined families, educators, and child safety experts in saying enough is enough. I just wonder how many more cases like this we're going to see. But again, the second one last week was California. And there, Meta and YouTube, Meta and YouTube, were found liable for deliberately designing addictive products that hooked a young user and led to her being harmed. That was a Los Angeles jury. The jury awarded the plaintiff in the case $6 million, with Meta to pay 70% and YouTube 30%. It took nearly 9 days of deliberation for the Los Angeles jury to reach its verdict. And the lawsuit, which is again over the social media's alleged harm to young people, was the first of its kind to go to trial. But again, concurrently, ruling out of New Mexico as well. So over the course of the six weeks, that took place in Los Angeles, jurors heard from top executives at Meta and YouTube. They heard from whistleblowers, expert witnesses on social media and addiction. And they also heard from the 20-year-old woman at the center of the lawsuit, who has gone by the initials KGM for court proceedings. KGM's lawyers say her experience is emblematic of what tens of thousands of young people have faced on social media and in their offline lives. The plaintiffs argue their arguments were similar to what we saw back in the 1990s against Big Tobacco. Now, you know, I remember those very clearly, too. I was a state lawmaker, and I remember the settlements. The settlements were huge. Of course, you know, Big Tobacco is still out there. They found new targets and new ways of purveying their products. But the lawsuits were focused on the tobacco's addictive qualities and also the tobacco company's, you know, public denials about any danger from their product, despite them actually knowing that there was harm being caused. And I would argue, too, that we saw the same thing attempted against Big Oil, because Exxon knew back in the 1970s that its product, fossil fuels, were going to cause climate change. They knew this. They did the research, they figured it out, and then they just proceeded to lie about it. They buried it, and they went on and with a PR campaign that said nothing to worry about here. So again, I'm still waiting for the day when Big Oil is going to be held accountable, but apparently that's not happening right now. But Big Tech is having its day. Again, the lawsuit discovered that some of the features that were in the platforms developed by these social media companies were were designed to be addictive. And one example was the infinitely scrollable feed, the video autoplay. And those are designed to keep people on the apps and have and make it more addictive. You know, I'm not a person inclined to addictive behavior, but I get this. If I'm just chilling out and need a break from whatever work I'm doing, sit down, check my phone, maybe I'll check for a message on Facebook or email. But yeah, you get into Facebook and suddenly there's a great little feed about an Irish musician that is captivating. I like that. I want to go back and hear more of that, you know? That's pretty harmless, right? Well, you know, there was a time when I was very intrigued by big animals in Africa, and they were running away from and eating each other. And once I watched a couple of those videos, I started getting lots of big animal videos. And, you know, I can see how that could keep you engaged. And I can see why that's important to the company, because if you stay engaged, then you're more inclined to respond favorably to one of their advertisers, you know? But it's creating addictive behavior, and it was done willfully. And, you know, consenting adults ought to be able to say, okay, I've had enough of big animal videos. I know when to draw the line and say I've had enough watching Irish music. But if your kids, and especially if your kids who are being fed stuff that is bad for you, you know, then we got a problem here. And so I think it's instructive that both juries ruled in favor of the plaintiffs. We'll see how this continues. I won't be surprised if we see more lawsuits, and I won't be surprised if we see more pushback against these companies. I do think it may be enough to cause them to change their behavior, to change how they manage their sites, and that will be good.